presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
All right, at 2:58. Let's go check with the Barbara Walters of the ticket, Michael Gruber.
Hello.
Hey, Dikembe. Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
And look who's here at Pizza Hut in Watauga.
I didn't even care about the interview.
It's the Hardline, Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson. Yay!
Yay, Hardline.
All right, yeah!
Yay! Thank you, Watauga.
More
I
us.
Love you.
More us. More us.
Way more Mike.
Corby does not
come
love
on, killer.
Did you say the same thing about Denton last week?
Come on, more me. Let's
yeah,
go.
I did.
More me.
I don't hear more Mike.
Hey, I'm
more
an 817
What's going
guy.
On, killer?
He
Dad.
Wants more me.
Fix this.
Come on, killer.
I'm all about the 817.
The guy who tried to
Why
convince us.
Why is your phone number 214?
Yep.
I live there.
The guy who tried to convince us
Wait,
yesterday.
Nip.
Please.
That Pearl Jam is some independent label just playing for the love of music, but you too, they're just really corporate and sold out. They don't really
they
like
are.
It.
They're sellouts. They're complete.
Okay, well then, so
they're complete,
is Pearl Jam.
Total
no, they're not.
Corporate hacks.
They're not.
Pearl Jam.
That's all they are.
They're still doing this. They don't even do it for the money. They're just, you know.
They do it for the fun.
They love
they do
to
it
do
for
it.
The music, man.
They just love Open G or Lil D mixed in.
That's right. They should be, more,
the
like,
look,
they should
look,
be more like
you're
cameo.
Burying the lead here. I was dying to... I, normally when I'm driving out to remote, the last thing I'm thinking about is why today doesn't suck, like how I'm going to prepare for it and everything. But I couldn't wait to get on the air listening to Juan Michael Gruber do that interview. That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
You're welcome.
You going to replay it?
We might.
We need to.
It is un...
Because I didn't hear it.
Believable.
First it's really off, shocking that I suck at interviews.
First off,
yes.
The editing job where you decided to put in the first 2 minutes of connection.
Well, if you didn't have that, it'd be
What's
like a
that?
1 minute thing.
Yeah, that whole thing lasted, what you say, 6 minutes?
Yeah, with the liner, with
the
2 minutes.
With the 2 minutes at the beginning, with the ending.
Normally, don't you exclude that?
Look,
not in our show.
But you need it, so it could be 6 minutes.
Look, let me worry about the audio editing. You worry about talking.
Normally, right. You're worried about the time parameters where they say Mutombo has 10 minutes because you might go over.
Right.
Are you ever worried about not taking up enough of his time and he's got too much downtime now before the next interview?
And then the half-ass, all right, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. What are you calling for again? Look, what
I had no info on
so
that.
So there's
other
like hungry
than
people.
Yeah, who's hungry?
Right.
Africans?
So eat at Taco Bell more. All right, great. Thank you.
Now, I guess we could try to get this liner again that I tried to get from you once.
Like,
do you remember that?
I think this happened like
7 years ago.
Yeah, we're trying to play that audio one more time. Oh, I'm sorry. Falling
wandered out there. You had put my hands in my pockets, started looking around. And
you had just blocked the shot. You're in mid-wag, and I asked you for a liner.
You're better than that group.
Do you remember your wife?
Really?
Yes, yes
better
you
than
are.
That.
Good point.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah, how'd things go with her after that interfacing?
What?
With the wife?
Yeah, his wife.
Who's his wife?
Dikembe.
Mrs. Mutombo.
Oh.
I think it's FloJo, isn't it?
She died in like 90.
She died a while back. She's still holding on to that. Then.
So he's not married to FloJo?
No.
FloJo had pumped herself to Polaroids.
FloJo Mutombo.
Today is Wednesday, October 14th, the 287th day of the year. There are 78 days left in 2009.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
You know, on this day in 1987, Mike.
Can you hear me knocking?
A 58-hour drama began in Midland, Texas.
Uh-oh.
As 18-month-old Jessica McClure slid 22 feet down an abandoned well at a private daycare center.
Well.
She would be rescued on October 16th.
How many hours? 58?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a situation.
That captured America's attention more so than...
Is that a big deal, Mike?
What?
9/11.
I knew it.
It's just a good barometer.
What are you asking me for?
You were here. Well, yeah, you had a report on that every day.
Sports phone. Yeah.
You probably got up. How's Jessica doing?
No.
She's good.
Did Rhodey throw you down the well?
No. No, I was in the employ of WBAP then.
How long?
Doing what?
Sports.
How long into the story did you wonder if she's kin to Bob McClure?
Not long.
So, do we do this every year?
Is she hot?
What's she looking like these days?
A little toothy. Looks like she get used some dental work.
Hey, you know
really?
What? You stay in that well for 56 hours, you'd be a little toothy,
I don't think she had teeth.
Yes, she did. How do you think she got out?
I don't think she ate her way out.
Is she rich from going down the well?
You know what? She,
yeah, I think so.
How did she get rich?
Like people
did
were donating
like
money to her.
Oil.
Yeah, she found oil down there
at Taco Bell.
She's an oil
baron. Yeah, she had like $1 million or $2 million that were donated to her after that. So I don't know if she kept it or like bought Barbies with it or what. Gold plated.
According to you,
Barbies.
She ate it.
Man, so that was according to you.
Stuff.
But no,
she's so toothy.
I don't think she's hot. I think she had a kid or something.
Well, then she's definitely not hot.
Uh oh.
By the way, she's had it. Congratulations to the Dow today, by the way. Back over 10,000.
All right, I'm going to buy back
Everyone
in.
Happy?
Should I buy in now?
Yep.
That's the time?
Buy high. It's perfect time.
All right.
What does Kramer say about this?
Oh, what a day.
Kramer will tell
Kramer?
Us he saw this coming.
He kept calling somebody an in.
Really? Kramer saw this coming.
All right, Bren sends us email. Bob and Dan, I wanted to let you know we were winners last weekend at the USAFL National Tournament in Mason, Ohio. We're in a bracket of 8 teams and came out of the undefeated. It's a big deal for us. If you wouldn't mind mentioning this on your show, it'd be greatly appreciated. I'm happy to fill you in on any details if you have any questions.
So, Bob, call.
So, Gerb, do you have any questions about this organization? So how does it work again?
Any thoughts on what we should do with that information?
How many...
File it, or...
He's so off
there
his game.
Place?
He is off his game,
right,
remember?
Who gives a
do you guys remember Gerbs?
Barely.
Remember Isn't it like watching him now is like Jordan with the Wizards?
Yeah, he's a shell of himself.
It was like me seeing you two the other night, man. You just don't put your heart and soul into it anymore.
It's like Pearl Jam. They're so cool.
Yeah, you sold out.
And this is the day in 2003 that Steve Bartman, what did he do?
I can't believe I cared. Oh, there's a 30 for 30 about Steve Bartman, too.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Steve Bartman, the 26-year-old Cub fan who...
So you know the agenda already?
...reached for a foul ball in the eighth inning of Game 6 of the National League Championship Series between the Cubs and Marlins. Moises Alou appeared set to catch the ball for the second out of the inning. Bartman got his hands on it. The Marlins went on to an 8-run inning. So did Bartman have a lot to do with that?
Now, was he on the field in Game 7 when they lost? Hell no.
They put him
they
in
won
center.
The game, then they beat the Cubs again the following night
he let
to
off.
Advance to the World Series.
With his Walkman.
With his Walkman on.
Didn't they have Steve Bartman Day or ask him back? Or didn't he move? Something happened to the guy. Did he marry Jessica?
Didn't he have a black baby?
Well, you've
he
covered all
Jessica
the options,
McClure.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Steve Bartform.
Something happened to the guy. He moved. They asked him back. He wouldn't come. I can't remember what transpired.
You.
Do you know they serve beer here?
You know, Steve Nash is directing one of the 30.
Is he?
Yep.
You already went over this. Matter of fact, it was
what
the last time we were... The Terry
not
Fox...
Not with Mike. One. Oh, yeah. I guess we did with Mike.
Yeah, yep. We did.
Yeah.
Is he directing the one about how a two-time MVP got away from Dallas?
No. He's doing one about Terry Fox.
Steve Bartman lives in anonymity in Chicago.
Yeah, Terry Schiavo is one of the 30.
Dan, I would like to send out birthday wishes to young Chris Erickson, 23 years old.
We haven't even started birthdays yet.
I don't care.
Okay.
Big strapping P1 and son of great Tammy. So, Tammy, Chris, big day. Happy birthday.
Tammy.
Mammy Erickson.
Why do you hold your hands up like that when you say Tammy?
Hammy Erickson.
My hands are right now on my phone, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Why is your phone in your lap?
Because I'm reading it rather than listening to this stupid segment.
So you're...
I'm so cool for this segment.
Oh,
look at me.
Yeah.
I don't
give a crap look
about
at me.
Maybe Danny's listening.
Let me get this birthday out of the way.
what is it?
Tammy's 23, whatever. Anyway, happy birthday.
No, Tammy's son is.
Oh, whatever.
All right, let's go to Mike. Paola Puggle.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Which was legal when Mike started in radio.
No. It is the birthday of my
album with $200 bills.
Wait a minute.
Good friend and longtime colleague in the business, Chaz Mixon, today.
Oh, yeah?
Chaz Mixon's pool decks.
Now, Chaz Mixon is a Facebook friend of mine.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in the business. Is he
one
still
of
the in the
few
business?
Dudes? Yeah. I thought you had all girls.
How old is
Except
Chaz?
I accept
Ryan.
Celebrity dudes.
I don't know.
Like your age or younger?
Oh, he's younger than me. Who's not?
That's true.
All right. Since
we're supposed to say that. And then you're supposed to shake your head.
Oh, groan. You boys.
You whippersnappers.
How old is Chaz Mixon?
I don't know.
What does he do?
He is in the radio business somewhere. Oh, but geez. I don't know right
Seems
now.
Like you guys are real tight.
So, how about you? You put him in your celebrity file.
Well, he's on my Facebook friends.
Well, what does he do?
He's in the radio business.
What does that mean?
I don't really want to get into it.
Somewhere.
I don't want to
so can you make
betray a trust I have.
In
me
your
and
Facebook?
Chaz.
Is it like an iPod?
I don't have Facebook.
Like,
I don't know.
I don't either. They have a playlist.
Yeah, we don't do Facebook.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
No.
Whoa. Right. Breaking news. Hold on. Everybody stop. What did you call Killer for earlier today? Before our show started, Killer takes a call and he's like, Corby?
I lost my iPod.
Are you serious?
Whoa.
I hear Killer go, Corby? No, I didn't see it. No, I cleaned up the whole area yesterday.
Again?
Where? Yesterday?
I found it. It was at the bottom of my backpack. I was searching the wrong areas of my backpack.
It was in the secret compartment?
Where you keep other things.
The smelly area.
Fresh.
Anus?
Just move the coffee grounds.
Yeah. Compartment under the coffee grounds.
Damn, there it is.
The coffee grounds. So stupid.
Hey, where's the clock? We had a clock here earlier.
Killer took it?
It's 3:11 this place.
3:11. All right, Tom, tell me every, 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, okay.
Tell us every 30 seconds.
Just cut us off whenever you feel like it.
Yep. Yeah, when we're done, just cut us off.
All right. It's okay. Whatever you want. All right, elsewhere, Keith Byers is 46.
Tom.
That's an Eagle
Keith. Keith.
Beth Daniel, 53.
Golfer, won a U.S. Open.
Queef.
Jerry Glanville, 68.
Elvis.
Falcon.
Genius?
Oiler.
Kind of.
I'm surprised he's not in the UFL somewhere.
What was he? Was he a defensive coordinator prior to being head coach?
Traded fire for a first rounder. That sounds like a great deal.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can get a first rounder.
Yeah.
For an inexperienced quarterback, who wouldn't do that?
Who'd they turn that into, you know?
You know,
Michael Vick.
I always thought it was Bob Whitfield, the tackle, but...
Okay.
There's some discussion in that, so...
Okay. Well, what does the discussion revolve around?
I forget every year. Mm-hmm. And then I'm reminded, and then I forget again.
So I looked that up.
Jimmy Jackson, 39.
Wow.
Former Maverick great.
Oh. Buckeye.
Tony Braxton was a few days ago, right?
And, wow.
That just...
Let's go over his career path.
Boy, you...
Dallas, New Jersey, Atlanta.
Houston. Basically everybody.
Portland's in there somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wrecked them.
The Packers got a 19th overall pick, which turned into running back Tony Smith from Southern Miss.
See? That's an even trade.
I doubt the Packers got him. They got the quarterback.
I mean, the Falcons got Tony Smith. Sorry.
He's taking that very personally.
I just remember the deal a little more.
Shut up.
A little more specifically.
Sorry.
But thank you, Ty.
Is there a Andrew Klee in there for Jimmy Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
There is, because he's one of the castaways.
Charlie Joyner, 62.
Greatness.
Plajock.
God, I love that guy.
Was he the all-time leading receiver for a while?
Joyner?
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't he at one time the largest landowner in California?
That was Fred
Lance
Murray.
Rensel, 66.
Former Cowboy great.
Look who has an exclusive deal with Pearl Jam.
Yeah, they sell their records there.
Oh, Target. Oh, well,
where
least,
else are you going to sell them? The street?
At least Pearl Jam hasn't sold out.
Where are you going to sell them?
No. Teaming up with Target. That's real indie.
At least they don't sell blackberries at their shows.
That's not corporate. Yeah, right next to the Kathy Lee clothing line, get your new Pearl Jam CD.
Get them, Bob. Get them. Get them.
Way to stay strong.
Get them.
Where do you sell your records at?
Oh, you bought the music.
Get them. It's totally cool.
I'm asking you, where?
And get an icy over at the deli.
Get some wings and backspacers.
Well, those are offsetting penalties. My God.
I don't know why.
John Wooden. Is John Wooden still alive?
Yes.
John Wooden is 99.
99.
99,
yes.
Huh?
John Wooden.
What a great
99
day.
His ears grow 1/4 inch every year.
Let's get him to 100, huh?
I think he'll make it. He's very lucid.
Do you have your countdown clock up on your blog?
I think it's great that he's going to see 100.
When he'll be legal?
Is 100 really that great?
Like, if one of the Olsen twins went after him, would he be impressed and excited?
How about this?
Could he?
If he said he wanted to... If the Madden opening and he said he was interested, would you give him the job?
As like a two guard?
No, as a coach, idiot. Not the two guard.
A coach or the head coach?
Head coach.
Head coach. 99-year-old John Wood is your coach.
Hey, the Mavericks need help at the two. Why not?
Wanting
as a two guard. He has no shirt on his jersey.
What if he wants a 7-year deal?
Like they ask him what he wants for his 99th birthday.
Falling over his balls. Tripping over his underarm fat.
I want to finally try that NBA thing.
I want to coach the Clippers.
Fundamentals.
Right. I bet you he could create a seal here and a seal there.
They're running the picket fence and the three-man weave. And
shooting free throws underhanded.
What's with these darker individuals out there?
He coached black guys. Lots of black guys. He won 11 titles in 13 years.
Yeah, you think he did that with all white guys? Come on.
Was it Harry? Not Celtics. Or the UCLA,
but all of his black guys were kind of bright then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ooh, well, what is that?
Bright? Bright skin. Yeah, right, Mike?
Bright.
Harry Anderson is 57.
I got you back.
What was UCLA's streak, Mike?
Night court.
Wasn't 11 out of 13.
Thomas Dolby, 51.
Science! Blinded me with science. Blah, blah, blah.
Blinded me with science.
What a ridiculous song.
That's song a great greatness.
Song. That is an awesome song.
It's poetry in motion.
In fact, it's going to be return music out of every break
yes,
today.
Yes, sir.
As we celebrate the birthday of the great Thomas Dolby.
Ticket radio time. 316.
Greg Evigan is 56.
How do I know him?
BJ and the Bear.
Which one was he?
What is UCLA at?
The Bear.
Did you figure it out?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. I'm going to work on it here.
C. Everett Koop.
I love BJ.
Is 93?
Is he still with us?
Maybe.
Of course.
Natalie Maines, 35.
Dixie Chicks.
Ham Radio.
ESPN, right?
Let's see. AJ Pirro, 50.
Mike? No. Uh-oh. I don't know who that is.
You stumped the Schwab.
Drummer.
What if Mike was the Schwab?
Twisted Sister.
Ooh.
I wouldn't know them.
Come on, Mike.
It's not in the wheelhouse, Holmes.
Roger Moore is 82.
That's greatness.
Is it?
That's my James Bond, Donovan.
Usher.
Come on, Grooves.
Is 31.
What? You're 10 minutes late.
I still want to hear it.
He's all right.
Come on, Castaways.
They were
and now,
10 and 12 years.
Here are your spare birthdays.
And the Celtics are 11 and 13. Wow. Pretty good.
They kind of overlap.
I'm sure everybody knows
they're
still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's a 5-4.
Celtics got started about
3 years earlier.
Yeah.
4 years. Like at 60 or 61.
Mm.
UCLA, NCAA titles 64, 5, 7, 8, 9, 70, 1, 2, 3, 5, and 95 with the O'Bannons.
Flash in the pan.
And Jim Herrick. All right, spares include P.J. Brown at the age of 40.
How's his eye?
Man, I can't tell you how many times he was rumored to be about to be a Maverick.
Like last season, too, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Joe Girardi, 45.
In fact, they couldn't even get him in here, so they tried to get his expiring contract.
Oh, my God, it's my birthday, but time's running out, so
Kelly,
I gotta go.
Pat Kelly, 42.
Ciao.
Who?
Pat Kelly.
Which one?
Chuck Kelly. Pat Kelly, the second baseman, Yankee twin.
Ah, yes.
Yankee.
Bob Kuchenberg, 62.
Kuch.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Hello, Coochie.
Yeah, he's Hall of Famer.
Think so.
Oh, Coochie?
Dwayne Schnitzius, 41.
Schnitzius.
Former Maverick great.
The ugliest man in show business.
And Ron Wolfley is 47 today.
That's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We will hear from him tomorrow.
I was listening to him earlier today.
The Hedgehog.
Wondering, how did we not book him?
The unbookable Ron Wolfley.
Born on this day, now dead. E.E.
E. Cummings. E.E.
Cummings.
Jerry, we had a celebrity death today, Dan?
No. Captain Lou.
Ty? I'm sorry for your loss.
Lou Albano died?
Captain Lou Albano.
Oh, no.
With a rubber band in his feet?
Yeah.
Yep, who was that?
Did you offer the
yeah. Girls just want to have fun?
No, no, no. Time it? After time.
At the age of 76.
Oh, it wasn't time. That's the slow one.
Ticket radio time.
He was in
319.
He was in Time After Time?
No, that's the slow
I don't
one.
Know. Right, I
no, he was in Girls Who Just Want to Have Fun.
I don't know. I don't watch MTV.
Go get some more music at Target.
I don't know.
Tard.
I also, watch videos.
Also born on this day, now dead.
You know, Pearl Jam doesn't make videos.
Eisenhower.
Mike.
34.
Before.
Truman.
After.
Kennedy.
And dead on this day, still
Kennedy.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kennedy.
Frankie
you
Yankovic.
Know what happened to him, don't you?
What happened to Kennedy?
That's weird.
He had a
Frankie
swim
Yankovic.
Through here, and while here, he found out, he got it through his head that we didn't like him here.
14 seconds.
Well, until
Frankie,
20.
Frankie
Yankovic
is... I don't think
dead
so.
On this day, still dead.
Mike.
Bing
five,
Crosby.
Four,
he liked to beat the crap
three,
out of his kids.
Two.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show, he's watched the Cowboys play in person the last couple of weeks. We'll talk